The holiday season is observed in a variety of ways. For some, it's a time of reflection. For others, it means time off from work or school to spend with family. But one element has become a constant, a barrage of advertising. Many people engage in rampant consumerism, and others tune out the ubiquitous marketing messages. But Johnny Blacarley reports on one Melbourne man's mission to beat back the onslaught of advertising in public spaces.
It's 2 o'clock on a Friday afternoon in Melbourne's busy financial district. Armed with a bucket of glue and hundreds of sheets of black paper, a man walks up to the electronic billboard at a tram stop. Slowly and methodically, he begins pasting black pieces of paper over the ads.
My name is Kyle McGee, I'm 32, and I think the first time I went out and painted a billboard, I was 21. So I've been doing this off and on since then.
Adbusting is a form of protest that involves altering commercial advertisements. However, unlike regular adbusting, often done at night and in secret, Kyle does his out in the open, in broad daylight. After covering over the advertisements, he also posts a piece of paper outlining his philosophy and linking to his website. He isn't hiding at all.
Why do we accept constant for-profit advertising in our public spaces and across our media? We pay for it, we suffer it, and we let it manipulate the defenseless minds of our children.
He says authors such as Naomi Klein and Noam Chomsky helped him articulate his thinking about media and society, but he wanted to take it to the next level.
Yeah, I guess I found it frustrating that all these academics had written these awesome books about how the media is corrupted and all this, but they were unwilling to do anything other than publish books. That is, you know, something, but in light of the consequences, I think we should be trying to do a little bit more than that. I mean, to engage the mainstream on these subjects instead of just preaching to a niche of liberal-minded people, you're going to have to take things into the physical realm, start living your ideas a bit more, standing up for them.
But standing up in public has had its costs as well. McGee has regularly been arrested and charged during his protest and has been to prison for short stints on several occasions. His most recent hearing was at the Melbourne Magistrates Court, where he was charged with the crime of willful damage and posting bills. Recording isn't allowed inside, but McGee admitted openly to his actions. However, he refused to do community service or pay fines, and the judge sentenced him to 7 days in prison. His friends, as well as his three-year-old daughter and her mother, were in the courtroom to support him.
But having my daughter there had a really big effect on me that I didn't expect. You know, I got a sentence of only 7 days, but because my daughter was there, I just looked at her and it just made me want to cry.
A few weeks later and he was out of jail and out posting again. McGee lives in squats and doesn't have traditional employment. This protest is his job. Out on the street, he works covering half a dozen billboards at the tram stop, as several of his friends film and take photos. Onlookers express mixed reactions.
So what do I think? Oh, he's got a right to have his opinion, doesn't he? Do you think people are going to get it, though?
Do you think?
I think it certainly shows a level of commitment to the stand he's taking. I don't know if there are many people in the 21st century who are prepared to go to prison for what they believe in, certainly not in Australia.
I mean, I guess our world is saturated with advertising and we can't escape it. And that's not great, that's not really a choice. Like, if you want to escape from advertising, what do? Where do you go? Like, buy your own private island? I mean, it's freedom of speech, like, you shouldn't go to prison for freedom of speech. Damaging property that's, like, in public, so I think, why should advertisers be able to pay to push their message in our faces, and public citizens who are just out and about in the city, which should be their home, aren't allowed to do the same.
Protest is one thing, but to do something that's not to do property that's not yours, that's another. Well, I'm sure there's other ways to get your message out. You know, people get messages out all the time without having to do this.
He's been sent to prison before for doing this. Do you think that that's a fair response?
Well, clearly it didn't teach him a lesson, did it? If it did, well, he wouldn't be doing it again.
Media does what it does, and he's finding his way of doing it, but he's got to find a legal way of doing it, not like this.
Oh, look, I think, look at the kind of advertising that we get with betting syndicates and all those kind of things. It's just disgraceful, and, you know, they just prey on the weakness of human beings, and I think it's fantastic what he's doing.
Good on him.
And so he's been doing this for about 10 years.
Has he?
He's actually been sent to prison a few times.
You're kidding. It's incredible, isn't it? You can...
Damaging property.
You can be in a bank and take people's money and destroy lives, but this guy can make an honest assessment of society and get put in prison. It's crazy, isn't it? It's the world we live in, unfortunately.
The police don't come on this particular day, and after postering over about a dozen billboards at the tram stop, McGee and his friends head off. He is adamant that he will continue this protest as a form of civil disobedience, saying he can't be himself without doing what he cares about. Johnny Blackali, FSRN, Melbourne.
FSRN comes to you free of corporate underwriting or advertising dollars. Listener support is crucial to our continued broadcasts. Find out how you can support our work. Visit our website, fsrn.org.